Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, say hey to George.
George, it's your B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ Bone, producer Hope, what's happening?
Giddy up. How are you guys?
Hey, we've been doing great. You were out here in the spring for our Guitars and Stars show, and we were hanging. You were incredible on stage. And now look it, going to number one with cowboy songs.
I need to come visit more often. Turns out you guys are a good luck charm out there.
Yes, we are. And is that how you really landed your wife, a cowboy song?
You know, it's funny. It's a song actually about chasing my wife across 6th Street in Austin, Texas, back before we were dating. You know, it took a little convincing to get her to settle down with me. But it turns out if you play the right cowboy songs, it works out. So, kids, if you're listening, pick up a guitar and learn 4 chords or so, and it might help your odds out there.
I like a good piece of advice. By the way, we saw your pictures from Halloween. The whole family got dressed up there, huh?
Yeah, I got roped into to being Bowser from Mario, which I put that costume on, and I've never felt more ridiculous. But yeah, it's part of being a dad. My kids were so excited, and my wife made a gorgeous Princess Peach. So we had a really great Halloween, and we're in a fun season of life. You know, I got 2 little boys. Everything's magic in their eyes right now, and it's fun for me to kind of get to experience that through their eyes. And we're having a good time. You know, they're my 2 biggest little fans. They know every word to cowboy songs. They know every word to every song on the radio. I'm raising 2 country fans, and so anytime it comes on, you know, they're my little fan club, and they're so excited. And we've been getting to come out to shows every now and then. I took them on their first overnight bus run, which was definitely an experience that we'll never forget.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Yeah. Are we there yet?
We have a master bedroom in the back, so I put my wife and the boys in that, and I ended up sleeping in a bunk, and I slept great. And we woke up the next morning, and my wife was like, never again. She's like, I had butts and feet in my face all night.
That's your next country hit right there, buddy.
That's so funny.
George, if you wouldn't mind, stick around. We know you're going out on the road, and there may be a lot of pranking going on. And we're going to find out how nervous you are next on your B-Morning Coffee Club.
George Burge, we are so happy for your success. You've been writing for many other country stars, and then you got behind the mic, and boom, like I said, you were here in the spring for our Guitars and Stars, and you're on the way to bigger and better things in the new year.
Yeah, it's been such a special year. I've been chasing this dream for as long as I can remember, and with not a whole lot to show for it other than getting to do what I love for a living. And all of a sudden, it was just like the floodgates opened up, and 2024 had different plans. We started the year January 1st with my first ever number one song, In Mind on You, and now, God willing, with a little luck, it looks like we might ring the bell again here with cowboy songs. And got to tour with Luke Bryan this year, got to tour with Sam Hunt, just, you know, play some shows that were beyond my wildest dreams. And then we did some headlining stuff too, and seeing my name at the top of the bill and having these rooms be filled and people singing our songs, it's definitely been a pinch me year. So we're going to try to bottle this one up and savor it, because it's been a good one.
And being on tour with Luke Bryan, we know he's a fun guy, and he likes pulling the pranks. Did he pull any on you?
You know, he's so much fun. He would bring us on stage every night to sing with him, and you kind of got to keep your wits about you, because you go out there for one song, and you're in decent shape when you go on stage, and next thing you know, in 3.5 minutes, you've taken 4 tequila shots with Luke Bryan on stage, and your eyes are looking at different sizes. You got to be careful out there.
Yeah, we know you're going to be going on tour with Dylan Scott. He's a bigger prankster. Be on alert come the new year.
Dylan and I have become great friends. He's so much fun. He's such a talented artist. And yeah, we're going to have to keep our head on a swivel out there, but those shows should be a blast. And I can't wait to kick that off in the new year.
You know, we were talking earlier about your sons, and are you introducing them to instruments or anything yet?
We started piano lessons with our oldest, and, you know, we're getting there. It's a lot of noise right now, but it's a lot better than I was at that age. So they both love music. They both sing and kind of have started writing songs with me. So we'll go out by the fire pit in the backyard and kind of make up songs, which is a blast. And then we're working on getting them and figuring out the piano and maybe eventually some guitar too.
I want to hear some S'mores songs. That could be your campfire CD, just me and my boys.
No, that's exactly right. We got a laundry list of hits. We had the coronavirus blues. We had the Purple Moon, I think, was one we would have to put out that the campfire song.
That is. I would download it. I'm telling you, there's something there.
Yeah. We had a song about the toilet paper shortage whenever that was happening. So they all the hits, guys.
Oh my gosh, they're so creative.
Your poor boys at school. What'd you do? Well, me and my daddy, we sang about toilet paper shortage. Yeah, that's what we did.
Exactly right.
That's funny. George Bird, to all our B listeners, you saw him on stage at Guitars and Stars back in the spring. What an incredible voice. What an incredible talent. Now, Pinky Swear, everybody download Cowboy Songs. Download it, Pinky Swear. Let's go.
Thank you guys so much. It's been so much fun to see this song take a life of its own, and I cannot wait to get back out that way and celebrate with you guys.
And a big cheers. When you ring that bell, I'll have the tequila shot ready to celebrate.
Giddy up.